ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Sports coverage of NRL Sunday.
Rugby League is on your radio.
ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
Some emotional pictures if you saw them earlier today at Broncos HQ. Premiership player, former Cowboy as well, Corey Jensen, realising that he'd be putting himself at risk if he went out in the field of the NRL again, and he has retired after a 150-game-plus career. Great to have him with us on NRL Thursday on ABC Sport to reflect a little further. Corey, I know it's been a big day for you. Really appreciate your time. How are you doing after going through all those emotions? Ready to do it again?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been a pretty big day. Obviously, there's been a lot of love and support thrown my way today, which I've been really appreciative of. The support I had there at the club, not just from my players, but from the staff and everything was unbelievable. And I've had ongoing messages and calls and stuff throughout the day. So it's been an emotional day, but it's been really nice as well.
I think outside looking in, we knew that what you were dealing with was very serious and it could threaten your footy career. When did the hammer come down that it was going to actually end your footy career?
There was ongoing tests that I've been doing throughout the whole sort of process, and I had majority of them done last week, and then saw the specialists on Monday to sort of go over their results, and we sort of put everything into consideration, and ultimately I have to be on blood thinners for the rest of my life. That was kind of the non-negotiable, and it's very hard to do that or play contact sport doing that. And my specialists seeked advice from America and all over the place to see if there's any possible way of working around it, and seeing if there was ways of where I can sort of come on and off them, or if there was a chance of having 12 months off the thinners completely. But the risks and the severity due to my cases over the last sort of 2 years were just too high, and it's too big of a risk.
And who were the really deep conversations with Corey, or did you have to have a conversation? Did you have to be talked into this, or did you just come to the realisation that your health has to go beyond anything in footy?
Oh, well, to be fair, the specialist basically gave me the ultimatum that I just can't play football. So it wasn't a decision I had to make. It was a decision that was made for me, really. It was a choice. It was basically that it was just too risky. And he recommended me not play contact sport again. He said if it was a sport like tennis or something, obviously non-contact based, that you'd be able to work around it. But obviously due to the fact of rugby league, and especially in my position, and regardless if you've got the ball or don't got the ball, you're getting in pretty big collisions. So the risk is just too high, and he was the one that kind of made the decision for me. So,
Corey, a lot of players, it's Grant Bell here, mate, a lot of players in the game get a chance to pick their time of retirement, but generally it's at the end of the season. You've had a lot of great memories. You've had opportunities to play in a grand final while the Cowboys, a chance to win a grand final with the Broncos. As much as it was difficult to hear the news that you're out, leading into it, did you give yourself an opportunity to think, well, if they do rule me out, there's some upsides to my career and my footy?
Yeah, for sure. I think over the last sort of 6 months, The understanding of if I'll be able to play or not was also a bit of an unknown, but I was able to reflect on my career a little bit there. And like you said, I've had a great career both at the Cowboys and also at the Broncos. And not many people can say that they got the chance to play in kind of two grand finals and obviously to ultimately win one. It's a pretty surreal feeling. And again, I guess the news of not being able to play again is still pretty raw, but in terms of not knowing what was going to happen, I've had a bit of a time to reflect on the good sides of it as well. So I know that I've been very fortunate in the career I've had. And I know in due time, when obviously I do have a bit more chances to really think about my career and what I've been able to achieve, and I've come to terms with what has happened to me today, then I know it's going to be a fully successful thought process.
From Corey Jensen, it's NRL Thursday on ABC Sport, former Cowboy and Bronco, having to retire today due to complications from blood clots. And just a chance to look at your footy career, Corey. And here we are sitting in Townsville, getting ready to call your Cowboys against the Roosters tonight. And you look at your time here, and you didn't really play as consistent footy in the top grade at your back end of your time in North Queensland. But very quickly, you became a consistent part of the Broncos setup when you made the move in 2022. Was that just a maturing of your body and becoming a better footballer? Or was there something else in that second page of your career when you went down south?
Probably a bit of both, to be fair. I felt, obviously, like you said, I wasn't playing consistent footy there at the back end of my career. And for me personally, I've just sort of been a North Queenslander through and through. So I guess taking me out of my comfort zone a little bit, trying something new down here, and also saw it as probably a last real chance to give the NRL a crack. And I was obviously came down here with the mindset that to give it all, basically, and to see how it sort of goes. And yeah, obviously coming down here, it obviously paid off, and I've played relatively consistent footy over the last 6 years at the Bronx, and was fortunate enough to top it off last year at the Premiership. So it has all worked out, but I was under no illusion that it was kind of coming down here as basically a fresh start and to give it my all and see what happens. And yeah, I was just lucky that it paid off.
Madge said some really nice words about you, not just about you as a footballer, but you as a part of that football community at the Broncos. How close have you been to him? And I suppose the second part, how much are you going to miss doing pre-seasons with the grumpy Madge?
No, I think, yeah, like you said, the words that he sort of echoed today was very humbling. I've loved working my time under with Madge. He's all about sort of what I try and show in my game. He's all about the hard work and that basically that exactly that hard work, you'll get what you want or what you deserve in life. And I guess that's what I've kind of tried to replicate my game on through my whole career, and never been the most gifted person, but try to just do the little things and be the hardest worker. And so I guess we resemble each other pretty well. And yeah, he understands me pretty well, and I've had a lot of respect for Madge too. So to hear those words from him today was very humbling and very nice. And yeah, something I'll remember for some more time.
And just to pull the curtain a little bit back on the relationship you have with the guy, which is seen as the archetypal, indestructible, modern-day prop forward. You've worked in the same pack with Payne Haas, in the same weights room, in the same training paddock. What have you learned about him? What have you seen in him? How can he be so good?
Yeah, well, like you said, I've had the opportunity, obviously, to play alongside Payne, and to be fair, I don't think I've ever seen someone so gifted in everything he does. He obviously is the utmost professional. He obviously works really hard, but what he can do on a footy field and what he can put his bodies through is pretty remarkable. And for me, being a bit of an older head too, I still learn so much off Paino. And for me, I feel like he's the best forward in the game and probably will be the greatest forward in the game in my eyes. And it's very rare that you can get a modern day prop forward who weighs 120 kilos to be able to move and do what he can do. But yeah, constantly in awe of what he's been able to do on a footy field. But ultimately, what makes me more proud of Paino is the person he's off the field. He's a big family man, and he'll do anything for his teammates. And I think that rubs off on the paddock.
Corey Jensen with you on NRL Thursday on ABC Sport. Just one more footy one before we touch on what you might do next. You obviously saw what the club went through, the amazing ride to achieve the ultimate last year. You haven't been on the field for the majority of this season, but can you try and explain what's gone wrong in 2026 for the Broncos?
Oh, I think it's a combination of a few things. We obviously have been very unfortunate with the injuries that have occurred, and the injuries we've had to sort of key personnel have been kind of longer-term injuries. They're ones that have put majority of our players that have missed games out for 6+ weeks. And it's very hard to get a bit of continuity going throughout the year. Obviously, every club goes through that. But when you have players that play in very important positions and missing a fair chunk of games, it's hard to get any combinations going. And so for us, I found like we obviously got close to our full strength team out there against Penrith, and we showed what we were able to do. And I thought at times, like, we obviously played pretty well against the Cowboys last week, and they were just on for that game, and credit to them. They played really well. And in terms of, like, I think we found our best game in certain games, but then we've also been real patchy in other games. And the consistency probably hasn't been there in what it was last year. But I know with us, it's like the games that we can turn it on, then we know that we can beat most teams in the comp.
And I know that your wife, Shannon, has been an amazing part of your story. She stayed up in this part of the state while you moved south. So do we automatically assume that you're coming back this way now that you're not a footy player anymore?
Oh, well, I have to see. Like, I've been, ever since I sort of retired, like, man, just kind of, like, asked me to help a little bit out with the coaching side of things.
I heard that today, saying that he wants you as a coach, and I thought, oh, hold on.
Nah, so
I'm wondering if Shannon's listening.
A few of the middle forwards and stuff there at the moment, and I'm really enjoying that. And I gave him my word that I'd see out the year and with the boys and doing what I'm doing. And I'm actually growing a bit of a love for the coaching side of things. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but it's been enjoyable just seeing the young forwards really learn a bit off yourself and try and implement that into their game. So I'll keep doing that for the rest of this year, and that'll ultimately give me an opportunity to think about what I want to do in the future, and we'll see what comes from that.
And as you step away from the training room and the training paddock, can I ask you whose inspiration you'll miss and whose humour you will miss?
Oh, to be fair, I'll miss the whole group all together. Like, we're a very close-knit group out there, and we get along with each other really well. And for me personally, like, I don't think I've ever been part of a more connected group. So I'll miss the laughs and banter that goes on with the footy side, but I'll also miss the hard work and stuff that we put each other through. So
there's got to be a standout humorist amongst them.
Oh, funniest one around there. Well, Billy likes chucking a few jokes around here and there, so I'll have to be the Walters. Like, I'll say Billy
his
Walters.
His father's son and his uncles.
Well, Corey, we know it's been a huge day for you. It's not the way that you would have wanted your footy career to end, but you leave as a premiership Bronco, as a proud Cowboy as well, and a man that's gone and played more than 150 games in the NRL. Congratulations on your career. We hope you can find joy in the next phase of your footy life, even though it won't be running out there with a number 8 or number 10 on your back.
No, thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
NRL Sunday on ABC Sport.
Rugby League is on your radio. ABC Sport Digital Radio.
And ABC Listen.
NRL Thursday on ABC Sport, counting down to the Cowboys and the Roosters to open round 22. Later on in the weekend, though, Sunday at Shark Park, it's the South Sydney Rabbitohs travelling to try and take on an informed Cronulla team. They've won 8 of their last 9, but the Bunnies continue to be fighting for that spot in the finals, thanks to, no small part, the form of their halfback, Ashton Ward. Great that he can join us to look forward to Sunday's game. Ashton, how are you doing on this Thursday?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Just a little tired after today's training session, but should be all right.
Yeah, what's Thursday night look like for you? Are you a sort of a rabid footy observer? Do you settle in and watch the game tonight, or you got other plans?
I try not to watch too much footy, to be honest, during the week, especially before the game. So I might go out for dinner with a few of my mates, but other than that, nothing too special.
Well, you've just had training, so I just wanted to ask about this extended squad that's been named during the week. Can you give us any insight as to whether the likes of Talis Duncan or Adam Elliott are going to be okay to play? They've been named in that 23 for you, or the 22, yeah. Should I say?
Yeah, there's a few of them there that had to get through today's training session. I'm not too sure exactly how they went and how close they are to playing this weekend. But I think their test was getting, because today was our big session. So I'm sure if they got through today, they should be close to playing this weekend, which would be great to have them as additions.
Yeah, certainly you've had a few troops down, but getting guys like that back will help. Among the challenges in the competition at the moment, they don't get much bigger than Cronulla. 8 out of 9 for the Sharks, and you're playing them on their patch, yet you guys are starting to play some decent footy as well. What's the talk been around the build-up?
Yeah, well, obviously they've found a bit of a hot run of form, obviously, the last month or two. So, and we probably haven't been as consistent as we would like to. So we definitely want to try get this game, winning 2 in a row, because we've been a bit one-on-one off the last couple of weeks. So, obviously, the way that they're playing at the moment, we're scoring so many points, our defence is going to have to be on. We haven't been too happy with our defence the last 2 weeks. We've leaked a few points, so I think, yeah, defence will be huge for us this week.
Yeah, whilst you're missing a number of players and have been over a few weeks, I imagine, Aston, that you've got that familiarity that comes from playing together with a group of players who are probably equally motivated amongst each other. How have you found linking in with them?
Yeah, well, definitely with the young boys that have had to come in to, I guess, try to fill in the shoes of some of the boys that we've had injured. You know, it's been really, I guess the younger boys bring a different energy, you know, they're always keen, I guess I'm one of them as well, to be honest, but they're always keen to rip in and, you know, put their best foot forward. So hopefully, you know, down the track, they're open for selection as well. So, no, I know definitely all the young boys are keen to rip in this weekend to put on a good performance.
Can we speak a bit about your footy, Aston? I know that you copped that ankle injury earlier in the year, but you're now back and playing some really good footy, and you've been upgraded to the top 30 as far as your contract. It's sorted through till until 2028. So what's been the step to go from an aspiring young halfback? Because we know it's such a spotlight position in the NRL. You're making a good fist of it. How are you feeling about your career progression?
Yeah, I guess that injury in round one wasn't ideal, but coming back from that, I guess I wasn't really expecting to, you know, pretty much after one round getting put straight back in the first grade team. I thought, you know, I'd get a few games under my belt and then hopefully be pushing for that first grade spot. But for Wayne to put me straight back in, I guess I was pretty happy with it. And then to be playing some decent footy enough, I guess that, you know, they've decided to keep me in as the starting halfback. I'm pretty happy with that. So now it's just, you know, this back end of the year, trying to string a few good performances together as a team so we can hopefully have a final push into that finals and then hopefully a deep run, which would be nice.
Coming out of Gerringong, there's been quite a few of you that have come out of a small community. But how young were you when you first started playing some senior footy down there? And were you always in the halves and were you always prepared to take your head forward to the line as you do?
Yeah, I guess I was pretty fortunate with the team I had growing up there at Gerringong. There's a few of us spread out now around the NRL that have made their debuts. But I was 17 when I think I made my first grade debut for the first grade team at Gerringong. I was sort of coming up through the Dragons junior system, and then obviously when I started getting picked for the 21s and your reserve grade teams, I wasn't able to play it at Gerringong as much. So, yeah, I guess, you know, I was pretty fortunate to have the caliber of players that I had around me, which definitely helped me get to where I am today, I guess.
Aston Ward's with you. It's NRL Thursday on ABC Sport. Quentin Hull and Grant Bell counting down to the Cowboys and the Roosters. Just aside from the leading to this game on Sunday against the Sharks, I just want to ask you, Aston, of your experience of being around the emotion of Jai Arrow. I mean, every try we're reminded of Jai's situation, and the club has done such a good job to put themselves in a support position. But you're a young player. There's a lot of things in footy that go on behind the scenes which aren't about catching a ball or kicking a ball or making a tackle. How have you handled the emotional roller coaster of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the person that Jai is, he does very well, I guess, to sort of, you know, to keep himself up and, you know, not try to let things get too emotional around the team and the club. And I think us as a playing group have done really well to sort of harness, I guess, a bit of that energy of, you know, what he did for, like, I guess we talk about what he did for us when he was a player for the club and, you know, those little effort areas and that sort of stuff. So it's definitely talked about before games and, you know, just as a little bit of motivation for us to lead into games.
As a young player, is it something that you've had to sort of really take on board and learn from, because, you know, there is going to be emotional stimuli around your life, let alone footy. It seems like as a young playmaker, you've had your own issues this year as well with an injury. So, yeah, have you found out a bit about yourself in a number of senses?
Yeah, I guess you can say, especially like you said with the injury. Obviously, injuries come with the game. So, I mean, once injury happened, there's nothing you can do to change it, I guess. So it's just, you know, getting back into your rehab and, you know, surrounding yourself with your right support crew, I guess you could say, to, you know, help you get back to being in that great mindset and playing your best footy, I guess.
Is there a bit of an unwritten contract amongst you and the other boys to turn up, not necessarily for Jai, but to turn up for football, to turn up for the club?
Like I've said, it does get talked about a little bit, you know, I guess for over the last month, especially with the Jai July, but just, you know, four games, it is talked a little bit, like, it is you to be used as motivation, but also you sort of got to be, play the game that we do, you've got to be motivated enough yourself, I guess, to go out there and, you know, put in your best performance.
You play a pretty physical brand for a small side and a very mobile brand. It really is about turning up and being out there. The only other thing I've got for you is how do you find working around with Cody, and what have you learned off Cody Walker in the halves with you?
Yeah, I love playing with Cody. You know, it was a bit of a shame at the back end of last year, he was dealing with a few injuries and that sort of thing. But this year he's done really well to be able to keep himself healthy and stay on the field, because obviously he's one of our main factors into our attack. And then obviously being that leader of the team as well, he's obviously plays a huge part to be a part of our team. And I guess he's not so much as learning with him on the field, but more off the field, I guess, when it comes to training sessions and when you do video with him. He's really, I really do think that once he's done, he would be a really good coach, because he's really a good mentor especially to the younger boys, about just sort of, you know, giving them little tips and pointers of, you know, how he sees the game, and then to help us, I guess, to obviously not see it how he sees it, because he's a different player, he's a freak, but, you know, he's, I guess, just little tips and pointers to help us out along the way, I guess.
Ashton Ward with you, South Sydney halfback. They take on the Sharks at Shark Park, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Big game, Ashton. Just before I let you go, you got him, though, earlier in the season. That was, to the best of my memory, Latrell Siegvolt's debut. 36-12, round 10, Stadium Australia. What did you learn from that one that you hope repeats on Sunday?
Yeah, like you said, that was Trell's debut, and that was my first game back from injury, from memory. So, you know, I was probably not underdone, but I was a little bit nervous going into that game, especially coming off that injury. But, you know, we only leaked, I think, 12 points from memory from that game. So, you know, obviously, Canara are a strong, like, attacking side. So, like I've said, our defence is going to have to, you know, going to have to hold strong. And then, obviously, our discipline with and without the ball is going to have to be on. So, we're not letting them get into, you know, our half of the field, which is where, you know, they're very dangerous, obviously, for scoring those points. So, yeah, like I said, discipline with and without the ball. And then, you know, our defence has got to be able to, we've got to be able to back our defence to be able to hold them out, I guess.
Well, Ashton, your development has been rapid and good to watch. Here's to it continuing. Thanks for your time. Good luck on Sunday against the Sharks.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.